Hey, everybody.
We're 227.
Oh, wait, it's the 26.
Wow.
Underwater Don Pardo?
Don Pardo eating a sandwich?
Episode 26, 2007. It's Smiles and Bad Pepper.
That's right.
This sounds disgusting.
That's good.
Hey. Welcome, one and all, children of several ages, ladies and gentlepersons. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast for the 26th of April, 2007. And guess what? Episode 41.
Nope. No longer, dude.
Episode 40.
Nope.
Episode 01.
Nope.
Episode 9B.
Nope. 21B.
Episode 81.
Yes!
Oh, shit! Episode 81 in brackets 41.
Oh, maybe.
No. Episode 81, motherfuckers.
That's
you
right.
You like it?
Heroes are born.
Yeah, you know what? Well, yeah. We don't care.
That's right.
If you're not going to abide by our numbering system, then you can just...
The door is right behind you.
Find it. Grab the knob, twist it, and exit.
Check that knob, too, because I believe your name is on it.
I also... Yes, I also covered it in chapstick.
Please do not allow it to come into contact with your rectum upon exiting.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one last shot, you know, for the road.
One for the road. It's a Judas
Priest song. What's up?
Well, Roundy's got cooked tail on shrimp for $6.88 a pound.
No way.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
I know we're not a news show.
Oh, okay.
So let's just say that they have had that at some point.
Yes, that's not current events.
No. Speaking of current events, though, I would like to give a round of applause to Ive, man. Good job.
That's not the sound of me clapping. That's the sound of me spanking.
You're just slamming your thighs together.
I'm wearing shorts.
That's good stuff.
Yes, Ive Sorochek.
Yeah, man,
an Australian genius.
That's right. He figured it out. He knew what people wanted.
Yep.
I think it's kind of cool.
You know what? He's very unselfish. He doesn't ask for anything in return.
No.
In fact, he foists the praiseability onto others. He's like, no, this is not my doing. I want you to give credit to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what a good guy he is.
Well, it's kind of true. You know? In fact, I retract my applause, because now that I think about it, he didn't do nothing. He just did a comic. It's everyone else that took it upon themselves to make it into a thing. He had nothing to do with it at all.
It's kind of true.
Huh.
I like to applaud internet memes.
Yeah.
Memes? Memes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? How do you say it with your mouth?
I don't know. I think it's an online only word.
Meme.
You know?
Meme.
Like
meme.
Like Pwundi.
Pooned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those words that's just best seen and not heard.
Zomga.
Yeah.
So yeah, way to go, internet.
Buy your Spy vs. Spy raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets?
Yes. Yeah. Well, are we ever going to do that? Are we ever going to get that raffle going on?
Probably not.
I can't believe we dropped the ball on that shit.
Well,
after all those emails and all those...
I'd like to drop my balls in it.
Countless teary nights of, is it? Are you doing a Greg Dulli impression? Is it?
A what?
Is that a Greg Dulli impression?
I don't know who that is, so no, it isn't.
The singer of the Afghan Wings who looks like the guy from the state who did the line about the ball.
He looks like Ken Marino?
Yes, yeah, quite a bit.
And so therefore... Doing an impression of him looking like the guy saying the lines.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. Well, if you just joined us,
whoa!
If you're just
we can't help you.
I'm not really too sure how you got here. Yeah. You might want to hit the rewind button. You might want to rewind it until the tape stops, and then press play.
Okay.
If you've received this by audio cassette,
yeah,
then we thank you for your patronage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Spy vs. Spy talking show.
That's right.
Where we talk.
Whoa. Oh, T-Square dead forever.
Uh-oh.
Babies and T-Squares don't mix.
So,
they don't mix well, anyway. They can combine, but...
So now you just have two straight edges?
No, it looks like I've got a handy inch and a quarter ruler. I've got a 2.5-inch T-square. And then, it looks like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-inch straight edge. There should be some more edge around here somewhere. But, yeah, she broke that real good.
I think that T-square sounds like a delicious treat to have in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Can I interest you in some T-squares?
I like it. It's like toast points.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Is that what you were getting at? Is that,
What's your favorite thing to put on toast?
That's my
peanut butter.
Probably
some nice chunky peanut butter.
You know,
when it gets all melted and
no, not
all
chunky.
Oozed,
no, Brian, no.
Why not?
Not chunky.
You can scrape all the chunks off after.
No, I can't.
You don't like it, huh?
Dude, my gums look like diaper rash.
It gets caught in your teeth.
It just gets sharded in
your tooth.
My gum nerves.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about?
I like butter.
Smoked salmon cream cheese.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great.
You like that stuff?
Yeah.
Do you like that stuff?
I like smoked salmon cream cheese
stuff.
Bagel with a slice of turkey.
Nice. With a slice of anything. Put anything on there. I don't care.
Tomato.
Mm-hmm. An egg.
Ooh. Maybe just in coffee.
Well, yeah. I like to crack a raw egg in my coffee. It's a good early morning pick-me-up. I need the protein for my busy day.
I was thinking about making oatmeal with coffee instead of water.
Dude, try that shit up. That sounds awesome.
I think I will. I think I'll drizzle maybe just a tad of molasses in there, too, to like
bridge
the gap.
Or maybe some maple syrup, brown sugar.
Sure.
Raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like raisins.
We don't have maple syrup here, though. We just have plain.
Oh, sorry.
Corn syrup is all.
We had some juice on. Well, I didn't have any, but on the train it was like it was just some like Dole brand juice or whatever. And they had I don't know cranberry and orange or something. And we're looking at it, and like the first ingredient was corn syrup.
Yeah.
And like the third ingredient was fruit juice. But it was liquid and not syrupy. But that's why I didn't buy any, because Jason Turner bought one and he said, this juice isn't very good. It looks at the ingredients. I almost said instructions. And it was mostly corn syrup, and that was so disturbing. I could not bring myself to drink it. But this is something that I always do when you get juice or soda pop, let's say, that has, you know, it says like 10% real juice or something like that, 10% juice. And you're like, well, yeah, that's not bad. But if you think about your can of pop or juice, and if you fill it up 10% of the bottle, then that's how much there is. Like, that's really disappointing.
Well, then you should buy 10 and only drink that much of each one.
Not sure that's... You have to strain it through some cheesecloth, I think.
Centrifuge. I want to get all this juice back out of my fucking...
Who puts the scents in the centrifuge?
Wow. That's something.
It's an interesting conundrum.
I think my favorite...
Who puts all the chrome on the chromosomes?
My favorite additive for a beverage drink type juice food.
X-chromosomes?
That's
to sprinkle them right on there?
Double hydrogenated
xanthan gum.
Yeah.
Xanthan gum cook. About...
What?
Xanthan gum cook.
That's a thinker. That's a slow steamer.
That's a transformer.
Yeah.
Acapella transformers. What do you think?
I think it's great. Hey, I passed on a Mirage again today, dude.
Really?
They had them on clearance for $7. Like, just a whole rack of them.
Oh.
A whole wall of $7 Mirage.
So, these are a new one?
Yeah.
And are they nice?
It's the regular blue, you know, Formula One car.
Yeah. They're regular as in, like, classic styles?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Semi-classic.
Re-released?
Semi-classic.
Metal at all? Any metal?
Oh, I doubt it.
Well, that's too bad, because that was what was the best about all those old Gobits.
Yeah. You know...
You're just joining us. This is the Spy vs. Pie talking show, where we talk about things.
That's right. Where we always agree to disagree. The the thing I bought, the Mart, the Kmart thing.
Tar Mart?
No, Kmart, when I was carless and wagoning.
Mm-hmm.
I I bought a big transformer, dude. Did I tell you on the phone a little bit?
You bought a big one?
Yeah. It's big, dude.
How big is it?
It's, imagine a cantaloupe. Say you buy a cantaloupe.
Sure.
It's like, well, this is a pretty good cantaloupe, you know? So it's like a little bigger than your average cantaloupe, but about that size. And it's Cybertron, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered in all these guns and antennas and points and little robot cities and shit.
Yeah.
And it transforms into a robot that is, I'm going to say, nearly 2 feet tall or some shit like that.
Whoa.
It is gigantical. It's heavy, and it's pointy.
Hmm.
And it's awesome.
Lots of pieces to break off?
Nothing's broken off yet. All the stuff that's sticking off is a little bit rubberized, so...
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. It takes a good 15 minutes to transform. It actually comes with this key thing. It's not the Matrix, but it's like...
Allen wrench?
It's the key tricks or something. It's like this light-up key.
Oh, I see.
And you need to put it in a few places to get it to transform. It takes a while, dude. It's pretty laborious.
Maybe it would take less time if you put the key in the right holes.
Yeah.
Instead of the wrong holes.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Once, no. Yeah, so it's pretty great. It was $11. It was on clearance. It was originally $56 or something like that.
Whoa.
Got it for $11. So, you know, after that, it's like, $7 Mirage. Not that great of a deal. Plus,
yeah.
I don't want to start accidentally fucking collecting Transformers. I mean, like, I got this one, it's funny or whatever, you know, and Halloween will come up and
you should collect food.
Lucky, but...
You should collect Food Fighters instead.
You know, I got a couple of those.
I don't doubt it.
The donut and the pancakes.
Yum.
Yeah.
Those are Steve Wolford's favorite toys.
Oh.
He's like a couple years younger than me.
Sorry.
And as you know from people a couple years even younger than us, it's all fucked up. But anyhow, people who never had... Okay, I have a brother who's 5 years older than me, so I have that overlap time of having cool older toys.
Yeah.
That you may know about, because you're older.
Sure.
But, Steve's an only child, and he's a couple years younger, so he was all into Army Ants and Food Fighters and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, sure.
And, yeah, like, I remember that stuff, but that's kind of like... It's later, right?
Yeah.
It's late. Like, he probably doesn't know anything about Metal Transformers or, I don't know, G.I. Joe that wasn't shitty. But he's all about the Food Fighters, and he thinks they're great, but I always thought they were kind of ugly.
So Alley Viper is like a classic G.I. Joe figure to him? Like, that's like...
Yeah,
that's old school?
Yeah. Dude, remember the Maggot?
Right.
Cobra Maggot.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So he probably remembers. Let me see. did he have any of those... what were they called? Battle Beasts?
I don't think he did. I had several of those.
Should have.
And did you know those were Transformers? Do you know about that?
Say what?
Okay, check it out. Battle Beasts in Japan were like a Transformers offshoot, like spinoff.
I think I did know that.
And apparently there was some episode of cartoon or something where the Transformers ended up on some planet and the Battle Beasts were there, and it was some like offshoot thing. But it's totally weird because they're not at all... You just, aside from the heat sticker
right.
thing, they have nothing to do with Transformers.
No.
They're armored animals with swords and stuff. But,
not
apparently,
scale
yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but apparently they were like an offshoot of Transformers, which is totally weird.
That's wild, man.
And for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking about hamburgers.
Ooh.
We went to a place in San Francisco called the Holy Grill. Uh-huh. I believe I told you about it.
I'll feign interest.
Okay. You hate hamburgers, I know.
No, I love it. No, right, yeah. Hamburgers are my hockey.
It was good. It was just kind of like nothing crazy. I love hamburger joints that are, there's nothing crazy. They're just solid potato salad. They're just, you know, just classic hamburger with like a few like gourmet toppings, you know, and just nothing ridiculous. Nothing like, this one's 8 patties and it has spaghetti and a meatball on top, you know.
Right.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But there were like third pound burgers that were really like, we were surprised they were actually third pound because they were huge.
6 patties fashioned in a cube full of mashed potatoes.
Exactly. but all the names were like... sort of religion-y kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's like the Epiphany Burger and like the Sacrilege Burger.
Good.
The Sacrilege one was double meat, double cheese, and grilled onions. So you can kind of imagine that.
Sure.
But yeah, Tom and I had had bacon cheese, and awesome. They were so good. Oh man. It's a pretty boring story, actually, come to think of it.
No, there's some gymnastics.
But I'm all about going to different hamburger joints.
Yeah.
And nice meaty buns, and yeah, it's good stuff.
What was the burger with avocado on it called? Can we get him on the phone?
With what?
Can we get him on the phone? Can we get him on the horn? Can we horn him on the phone?
Avocado?
On the... No, the, religion burger. Can we talk to them?
Can we what?
Can we talk to them? Can we have them on the show? Can we interview them? Can we?
I think they should sponsor us.
Next week, let's have a show where we have that grill on.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Wolfhard.
Okay.
And I'll call and find out how much that tattoo, the Jeff Bent one, is.
Which one is that again?
The Hulk hands, like, crawling out of the butt crack.
Do you want me to tell you the story about
how we were gone for a few days, dude?
I know. I didn't. Still haven't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're not missing anything.
No. Well, I was going to last night, but there was a hockey game on the radio, and I was like, oh, yeah. Listen to that.
There was a euphemism in your trousers.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what? Do you want me to tell the story about how Sarah broke the toilet in the hotel? By taking a huge dump.
Yeah, because you know, I just want to say before you tell that story, I just want to say that I was led to believe, just in the way the story was told, guilt was assigned to someone else, even though you know, upon reflection, it clearly wasn't his fault. Talking. So yeah, let us revel in Sarah's huge dump.
Well, I don't know. No, that's not really. I don't know. I think right. It's actually Steve's fault, but anyhow, like the toilet got clogged, and we were like, "All right, well, let's just get a plunger in here and get them to do this." And we had to leave, and so we told the clerk, "You know, can you fix our toilet because it's kind of messed up?" And apparently, they snaked it, and so we came back, and it was all like, "Oh, because the toilet was totally overflowing and stuff, and it was kind of a disaster." So they cleaned it all up, and then everything looked good, and the toilet seemed flush. So Tom went ahead and had a little test.
Yeah.
A little test nugget marble in there. Yeah, he's like, well, you know, he was just like, okay, I'll send one down and just make sure it's okay. And it didn't, nothing.
Why didn't he use anything else?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that the second time it got fixed, I suggested we just throw a little bit of toilet paper in there and see if it goes down. So, because he was kind of, mid-process.
Right.
And he came out and was like, oh, guys, toilet doesn't work. Like, oh, well, at least you finished. That's good. Oh, no, I didn't really finish.
Yeah.
He had to take a shower, we'll say.
I think he should have maybe snarfed it back in, I think. I don't like to... If I have a poo, I don't want them in separate
patches. You want to make sure to take care of that all at once, I think.
Yeah.
So then we went to go talk to the front desk clerk, and this is at, like, midnight, and he was smoking a joint outside, sitting, and he was all just paranoid and like did not want to deal with us, and he like totally thought I was hassling him, I guess, and he just freaked right out. He was just all cracked out. It was so horrible.
Misinterpreting you is
I think so. And I was like trying to be as calm and as like rational as I could. And he's like, "What do you want me to do about it?" He's just all freaking out and getting all paranoid and like running away from us and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I really don't want to like have to call this guy's manager and be like, your employee's smoking drugs outside and he can't really help us, so I don't want to like come down on this guy, like, whatever.
Buzz.
Yeah, you know, but
I would never think on anyone for drugs, and
no, like that's the last thing I want to do. Yeah. Right, unless he's mugging me or something. Right.
Right.
But so anyway, his solution was to give us a key to the boiler room where there is a toilet. And we're like, we really would prefer not to have to leave our room to go to the bathroom. And he's like, well, you know, something I can do. And I talked to the manager, and the manager was all kind of like, well, I don't want to have to call in the service guy again because he was just there. I'm like, yeah, well, he didn't complete the function. You know, he didn't didn't exactly fix the toilet, so you better get him in here and fix our toilet, because we need one. And they were kind of like, yeah, well, is there any way you could, you know, just do without until morning? We're like, what? What are you talking about? So basically, the manager was kind of like, I can do it, but I really don't want to. So is there any way you can just make do? And I'm like, what? Make do?
No, and, we can't. That's the problem. No, that's, yeah. Was there no other rooms available? Because they really should
have. No, and that's the other room. Thing, is that they were all full up. And they couldn't switch us rooms until the next day, if it came to it. So anyway, what ended up happening was that I said, okay, well, if you're going to make us, you know, wait, then we want a discount on the room. So and they kind of hummed and hawed about it, and they didn't. And they were like, well, I don't know. I'm like, listen, you rented us a room that's all shitty and didn't work properly. So thanks to Steve's massive dump. No, but actually it wasn't it was clogged. No. It was like the water was going down, but it wasn't taking anything with it. So there was like some weird obstructions. I don't know what it was. It was kind of, but anyway, it ended up getting fixed the next day, and we did end up using the boiler room, and it wasn't that bad, but it was like, it was the middle of the night, and the boiler room was all kind of sketchy, and I went in there with Steve, and I'm like, all right, Steve, you're going to be okay? And he's like, yeah, you know, if this was a horror movie, I'd be the first one to die. And imagine being killed on the strange toilet by the cracked-out hotel clerk.
I don't think Steve would be the first one to die.
Maybe.
See, because, you know, the way I would have the movie go is I would probably kill John Campbell first.
Why is that?
Just due to his
antsiness.
Yeah. I would want Steve to know the danger was there.
Oh, I see. It would be better for the story.
Heep, 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 kind of a thing happening, you know, like.
Yes, I do know.
So he has to know something's coming. So that's why I would have.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then either Tom and Sarah would go earlier because, you know, because they do it.
Right.
Or they would last the longest because they would be the couple who are the main characters.
Right. Sarah would be like, Tom, I'm scared. Something bad is happening in this motel. And then,
don't worry, baby. I'll take care of this. That's Tom. Whoa. That's what he sounds like.
That's right. Whoa. Will you guys stop being nude and on fire and just put a little bit of breadcrumbs on that before it gets infected?
Rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, man.
Jason Turner would probably die accidentally. Like, it wouldn't even be the killer that got him. Like, something else would happen to him, probably.
Look, Brian, I don't know if you've looked at your photographs.
Yeah.
But, Jason Turner is the killer, okay?
The killer is coming from inside of the room.
That's right.
He's, what? And clearly, I would be second last to die, because
there was that.
I'm the action hero who saves everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I have to die in order to save some people.
There's a picture you sent me of Jason talking to Sarah that looks like he's like, no, go ahead and climb into my trunk. You know?
Yep. It's true.
I love it. You know who he kind of looks like?
Nope.
The guy from Modest Mouse.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Someone just posted a picture. They're all excited about going to Modest
Mouse. Oh, that's right. Mac Andrews. One of those MacAndreas?
They're just fronting on the Mick. You know, they licensed that Mick from Tom.
Tyler MacAndrea. Taylor. Taylor MacAndrea.
Taylor MacAndrea.
Yep. Taylor MacAndrea.
All right. So now let's get on the stick, dude. Let's really we got to ramp this up into
bear down.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, and the other great thing about having that toilet broken is that we had just eaten a whole bunch of Indian food.
That is the punchline, isn't it?
That really is. We're like, oh no, God! I had the spiciest crap the next day after that. Oh, it's
really
terrible. Yeah, it was so bad. I couldn't like walk very well after it.
Oh man,
it tore me a new one. But it was delicious.
Have you ever had a new one torn there? You ever like, man, this is just too wide to escape, and then there's a little bit of blood there?
Release valve?
Yeah.
Nope.
No? I think I've actually, I think I've...
That's horrible. It sounds like you would get infected or something by having poops in it.
I know, you'd think, man.
Like, what happened to your eyeball?
Exactly. No, I recovered just fine, but it's happened to me a couple times.
Ah, well.
It just comes out sideways. Don't know.
Yes.
You hear the help that's needed over there?
I do. Do you need to go?
No, it's totally fake.
Oh.
He's trapped in the couch.
I was about to ask, actually, if the couch was eating him. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Snacking on him, anyway.
I just knew.
No, he's fine.
Tell.
Yeah. Oh, fooding it up.
Okay, do it.
Another one. You know what they got at Target? This is not even a fucking food. Okay, this is just like conveniencing it up. You know what they had at fucking Target?
Chili dogs.
Peanut butter sandwiches cut into quarters, you know? Like wrapped in plastic. And comes with a chewy chocolate chip granola bar for $1.
That's not bad.
That is not bad at all,
you
man.
You can't really get anything for $1.
No. And you get two fucking things.
You can get a chocolate bar for $1, I guess. Bag of chips, maybe. A little bag of chips.
Right.
Crisps. Packet of crisps.
That was a great deal. I got
What do you call them there? You call them sack of chunks or something?
Sack of chunks.
What do you guys call a bag of potato chips there? Sack of Jawias.
Probably just chips. I don't know.
You call them a sack of something.
Chiz.
Sack of chiz.
Sack of fillets. I don't know. Tater fillets. No, but for like $6, you know? Got fucking PBJs for each kid. Granola bars for each kid. Apple juice for the girl. Chocolate milk for the boy. Fucking egg salad sandwich on marble rye for me. And a ginger beer.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Not bad.
No way.
Not bad at all.
All good.
All good.
Yeah, so I guess maybe what is that? Thrifting it up? Is that... Do we...
What happened to
our segments? Where's our producer? Who do we... I have a complaint.
I would like to file a complaint with the producer of this program.
I suppose we better hit the high hard one there, huh? We better just smooth it on down, right?
All right. Last fooding it up.
Okay.
We last year at Ape, we found this we found it, like, it's our secret little thing that no one knows about. I hate it when people are like, oh, we found this charming little deli. It was the greatest. Like, you didn't find it. It was there, and fucking people go there every day. Shut up. Right. Whatever. Rocco's Cafe, we ate there. It was, like, great breakfast joint. Just superb. Just, man, like, the ambience of a greasy spoon, but not greasy, and, like, just everything's so good, and just not too pricey, not fancy at all, like, but I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. There's pictures at roccoscafe.com or something. I don't know. There's probably a website.
Was it like the time we went to, that place?
It's kind of like that.
Had the crab cakes Benedict.
Oh, man, that's what I had there last year, and they had it on the menu again. Well, probably still. And I was like, oh, man, I want to have that again, but I got to try other stuff. But we ended up eating there every day of our stay there because it was so good.
Wow.
And the weekend staff was all the same, and they liked it and whatever, and it was fun. And I was thinking it's pretty rare that I will go eat at a place, like the same place, 2 days in a row, you know?
Yeah.
Usually you don't want to burn out on it, or like it's, you know, it's just kind of like a once in a while thing. But that place was so good that we went there every day, and it was so awesome. And there was all sorts of great frittatas to be had, and crab cakes Benedict, and man,
Flaucus.
Yeah. What?
Flaucus?
Farracas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an omelet that had like prawns and mushrooms and like tomatoes and basil inside. Oh, God, it was so good.
Prawned.
It got prawned.
Yeah.
Prawned it up.
Prawned jomelet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyhow, that was like the best place we ate. I think it was so good. Oh, God.
Right on.
I want to eat there right now. So
you know, awesome. We made good on a promise.
We did?
Yeah, yesterday we said we were going to food
it
up.
I said I was going to, food it up day, and now business is taken care of.
Nice.
And tomorrow, what people have to look forward to is GoBot Friday.
Oh, good.
You want to make sure and tune in for that.
Yeah, I'll study up.
If you're just joining us, this is episode 81 of the Spy vs. Pi talking program. And
you're a little late. You go listen to something else now because we're done.
All right, man.
All right,
you want to do the honors?
I don't know. Let's retire that shit.
Okay. So, hey, everybody.
What? No, we can't do that.
Oh. Get. Good day.
But anybody?
Hey.
Hey, ha, anybody else?
Ha, anybody?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Hod.
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 What do we have to say, Pod?
Pod?
Ooh, I am a ghost. I am the ghost of show ending.
Oh no. Haunted by penis. Oh crap, you tricked me into it. Nice.